and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 12th of July. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is, our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Somebody came in yesterday and said, "Oh my gosh, your signal is so strong." He says, "I got you all the way down to Orville."
Ooh, and I went, love it.
And I'd heard that the other day, but I thought, well, that was nice of him to say. And going out to, like I said, French Gulch and all these other places we couldn't touch before. But
hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you.
And Sun Gold, who is quickly into the chat room.
Oh, how lovely. Hi, Sunny. Okay, Tuesday, we're talking the 12th.
We are.
2016. Can you believe it? It's the middle of July.
Two more days, and half the summer's gone.
Okay, so we need to get out on. We need to do our houseboat. You know, at our favorite marina.
Yep, go out to Holiday Harbor on our party barge.
Yes, and so the weather today, if you want to give a little forecast or hear about a forecast here, it'll be high today. If our temperatures will be 94, clear tonight with 67. We've had some beautiful nights here. Hot tomorrow. Now we're getting into the triple digit tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 102. Wednesday night on hump day, low of 70. Thursday, now we're moving back up, 106. Friday, 105. And then Saturday, the forecast calls we're under triple digits for the weekend. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That was a great show yesterday.
It was, and a phenomenal show yesterday. And if you didn't hear it, please go to our archives. And starts at 8 o'clock
Small
with Chuck Kenny.
World.
Chuck Kenny, who is, of course, he and Judy own our own
Shasta
Gas
Propane.
And he brought with him Mike Sprayberry, a Medal of Honor recipient for the battle in the Asha Valley during Vietnam. And by the way, and Bob, you're sitting here. I mean, the man is slightly built. He is like maybe 5'8". Maybe
along the lines of most pilots.
Yeah. Well, but he wasn't a pilot. He was a grunt.
Oh, okay.
And Chuck was the helicopter pilot, but this guy was a grunt that performed tremendous acts of heroism, obviously, in rescuing a cutoff platoon of Army soldiers during this battle. And for his actions in that battle, was awarded the Medal of Honor. I mean, he was single-handedly was attacking machine gun nests. He gave covering fire for people. He was rescuing people. He just did the whole thing.
One of the very few who actually lived to talk about it.
Yeah, and lived to talk about it. And then he was pretty frank about his. He said, "I don't know if I really want to be in the service." So he, you know, after a while, he got out. Then he came back in again. He said he was glad to have done that. And now they look for missing in action. Soldiers, and there's 40 of them in the Asha Valley that they cannot find them. And people go, well, and they don't understand in today's wars why you can't find them, because we're used to fighting in, you know, sand and, you know, and there's, we take the ground and we can get our people out. And I think there's one person missing.
How
from
many MIAs did they say total? Over 4,000?
Something like that, 4,000. But see, you have to understand, like in the Asha Valley, when they had you know, all this heavy grass and big, you know, I mean, the things going on there, and they would fight back and forth. They might move forward 300 yards and then get pushed back 300 yards, 400, 500 yards. They have to fight their way back. And the battle was always contested, and you would, you know, you'd be pushed out of positions, and you would have, you know, you'd be leaving, you know, dead soldiers there. And as he said, the concept of never leave anybody behind is a noble concept. But if you're getting all your people shot in that area, you've got to get your wounded and dead out of there, the ones you've got. And he said, you know, he left a lieutenant there.
It's all about perspective, I guess, because you think about it, there's still more MIAs in Vietnam than we lost in all the action in the Middle East.
Something like that.
I'm wondering, you know, what we watched, you know, because it wasn't, we weren't there. We watch movies. I'm not sure. You know, but there was a brotherhood that obviously was happening there yesterday. You know, kinship. And I know that people that have been in Afghanistan and Iraq with you, Carl, or, you know, you've been in that campaign, Mogadishu, some of the places that you've been. But the Vietnam to be drafted at 19 or 20 and kind of wonder, you know, there were many people who... It was young, it was fast, it was furious, there were protesters, you came back, it was horrible, you were called baby, I mean, all the things that went on. I wonder, and there were a lot of, you know, we know that we, you know, so many drugs were, it was a way of, for many, not all, to deal with just being out there for so long, according to the movies and the accounts and the books that you read and all that kind of stuff. But I'm wondering if one, if they got to a place where they just kind of like, you know, you became one with the tree.
Oh, I'm sure.
You become one with the tree, and that's for the rest of your life, that's where you're going to live. You don't even, you lose in your mind what it is to go home.
I don't know. I think there's probably some people like that, that, you know, they called it, you know, and not to be, for anybody to take this wrong, this is going Asian. That they stayed. They never left. But in some cases, they never left, but they came home. My cousin, who, by the way, they talked about yesterday. Rocket Roche was famous.
I didn't realize.
I knew Jimmy Lou Roche was, you know, was...
crazy and wild.
And he's a guy that did...
Wickedly funny, right?
Rattlesnake roundups and all types of things. But he was also a helicopter pilot during his time frame in Vietnam. Was shot down after 6 or 7 months of combat and literally woke up twice. Once when he was in Japan and once when he was back in Texas. He'd been wounded so badly. But they both knew him. And in fact, after the war, what Mike Sprayberry is saying, his wife who he met had a brother who was killed in Vietnam, but they never talked about him. She was young, and they never talked about the fact that he had been killed. And she needed to find information about him, and he was a helicopter pilot. And it turns out that Lou Roche, my cousin, And his wife called him Lou, but we always called him Jimmy. And I don't, it's a family thing. Anyways, but Jimmy Lou reached out to her, and he's just a hero to them too. So, you know, it's good to hear this, you know, several years after Jimmy passed away and was buried in Arlington and with his compatriots. But I found out yesterday that part of Jimmy was buried at the Vietnam Wall.
Oh, man.
I didn't know that. I forgot to tell Ann that, when I called yesterday.
Wow.
Part of Jimmy is buried there. I don't know.
How they do that?
I didn't know that.
Do they sprinkle it? Do they do a flyover? Do they fly over?
I don't know.
All right.
So, I mean, it's like...
Well, that we don't need to know the details. How's
no,
that? We
but
just
I
know
think
that he's part
I,
of him.
I need to call her back and tell her that. Anyway.
I'll tell you what.
It was
a great show
yesterday.
When we went to Arlington, just for the folks that are listening, when we went to Arlington... Carl and I, and we did, you're right, we were at the caisson, you know, the drums.
The band.
We walked behind the casket that was drawn.
By the horses.
It was unbelievable. And so when that was over, you know, Carl and I decided that we were going to go on a tour. So we toured around and went back and really wanted to see about Arlington. And we went to the wall, and I'm telling you what for the World War II memorial, the Korean War wall, in your lifetime, you must go and you must take your children, because you're going to feel a sense of, it's more than just patriotism. It's a sense of, it's a very spiritual, deep, well, patriotism is as well, but It's a very spiritual experience of there's an energy that happens with you see people that are touching the wall, kneeling by the wall, that are there in remembrance, and there's a shift that happens, so be prepared. But it really, it's kind of like when you go to Pearl Harbor and you experience what that whole situation is, but on a grander scale, because this wall is just words can't even describe it. But so anyway, how wonderful that you heard the
information. Yeah, and it was. And then I passed that on to Ann, Jimmy's widow, and told her, here, listen to the show, and gave her the archives numbers and all that so she could listen and have, you know, and hear people talking about her husband this many years. His the message when you call them, you know, the phone when it answers, is still Jimmy.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
As it should be.
As it should be. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. It's about 16 minutes after the hour 7. We'll be right back. We got a lot of things to talk about today. You know, even though there may not have been any charges put on Hillary Clinton, the American people have spoken. And wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along.
Construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing, they have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins, their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness, Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.com.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back to the time of the day.
Yeah.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
Put your hands
hands on your hips.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:20 in the morning here on the 12th of July. 68 degrees going up to 94 today. It's going to be warm. Dress appropriately. And don't leave anything in the car today you don't want to lose. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark over there, and who started this business 10 years ago, Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year. She's there to help any family that may have a short-term or a long-term need for assistance. And every one of the people that she has working for her has been interviewed, has had background investigations, been vetted in many different ways, insured and bonded. You can't get any better than that. And the people that help you with your needs at the home, that's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350, 226-8350. Okay.
Well, before we get into, we have a special guest that came into the studio, and we're very excited to talk about Kids Unlimited, but you've heard about them before. They're called the Thurman Triplets, and with us today is a very special guest who has come in to Reading, actually grew up here, and would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, everyone. My name is Kyle Thurmond. And I'm one of the Thurman Triplets that grew up here in Reading and performed throughout the arts community here in Reading, specifically Kids Unlimited.
You're legendary.
Well, thank you.
Well, no, everybody, every time
heard things.
You hear things, it's the Thurman Triplets. And I'm like, who are these kids?
Yeah. And that you guys have gone on to do really wonderful things and on going on to Broadway with Disney and all kinds of things. Tell us a little bit about your background and now what you're bringing here this summer for Kids Unlimited.
Well, growing up back in 1993, my parents brought us into Kids Unlimited for our very first audition, and we just loved it ever since. We grew up doing it throughout junior high and high school, and then we came back and instructed a couple years as choreographers and singing teachers and drama directors, and then went off and went to school and ended up down in Southern California, where I won the role over 160 guys for the role of Peter Pan for the 50th anniversary parade. And we've just been doing it ever since. My brother Matt and I had a contract over in Japan for a year, and now my brother Matt is heading to Broadway in October, so we're just so excited about that.
And you've done the Kathy Rigby.
Yeah, back in 2014, my brothers and I were the Triplet Lost Boys in Kathy Rigby's production of Peter Pan down in Southern California. So, and I've worked for Kathy Rigby's Conservatory of the Arts, teaching in the musical theater department, and just recently finished up a year at Orange County School of the Arts, teaching in the Dance Conservatory and the Musical Theater Conservatory.
Fabulous, so, Orange County. Oh, that's a wonderful.
Yeah. My brother Clayton just got done doing a regional production of Urinetown as the lead. So we're just all over the place. We love to perform. We love to inspire. And it's great to come back to Reading and give back to a company like this that we love so much.
That was where it helped you get for you to get your wings.
Exactly. Yeah, we didn't know anything about performing. We just knew that we loved watching Mary Martin's Peter Pan growing up on TV, and would do little productions in our garage for our for our family and our friends. And then we came into Kids Unlimited, and Dawn Hess has just been an inspiration to my brothers and I ever since. And she is really the driving force that drove us to get out of Reading and do big things.
Drove you out of Reading. Well
you got to take your big leaps and bounds.
I mean, if you really want to get into the arts like you all did in a professional sense, a lot of people stay and they're very happy and they're very good at, you know, staying in the community in this. But you... it was time to spread your wings. And
you
all had
regional theater.
You all had the capabilities of doing it, too.
You can't do equity here.
Yeah. What I teach the kids at Kids Unlimited is I'm teaching you guys to be professional Broadway actors. It's not just Reading. This is Kids Unlimited. We are going to teach you the best that we can, and we're going to put on a Broadway show.
I want to know if you, because what I've always loved about theater, and I think because it's very strict. I mean, if you're late, you're out.
Yeah, what I tell the kids is if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you're fired. And that's what my instructors and professors down in Orange County had always taught me when I was first, getting experience outside of Reading.
Yeah.
And I don't consider it strict. What I tell the parents and I tell the kids, I consider it structured.
Okay.
You have to be structured and you have to be on time and you have to be on point all the time. Yes, there's time to have fun, but we're here. This is a performing arts camp. We have to learn. And ultimately, we're here to put on a show, a Broadway caliber show. So that's why my brothers and I love coming up here and being a part of Kids Unlimited, because it is, by the time we get to the convention center or wherever we're performing, it is like a Broadway show. And it all comes together, and I can't believe that we helped with this.
I love the word. Instead of strict, structure is good. That shifts the whole rebelliousness against the word strict.
Yeah,
for some.
I mean, some people think that, being structured is being strict and you're being too strict with my kid, but they have to have structure somewhere, and theater is so structured.
People need structure to be able, if you don't have structure, how can you perform and work without a structure? I mean, there's very few jobs that your whole life is chaos. It may appear like chaos on the stage, but it's not. Everything there is so planned out, so meticulous. And you're absolutely right. Being on time is you're late in a lot of places and a lot of jobs. But let's talk about the show.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's called Time Warp. So we kind of do songs from all the different eras, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000 to today. So we're doing some Taylor Swift songs. We're going to be doing a couple Disney songs. And it's just a great way to get the community together and bring these kids together. There's so much talent here, and it's thriving with talent. So I hope everyone could come and see the show. It's going to be great for all ages.
Well, this is a nonstop show when we go there.
Yeah.
It's really enjoyable.
We just love it. We do love it. And it's they're very fortunate to have you come back. And, again, I think it's, kudos to you to come back and breathe in. Okay, I'm there, you guys. We've been there. We've been in the big time. We want to tell you what it's like, and to come back and just breathe the life and that ambition. Help the kids to have, see somebody who's been there and is kind.
Yeah, one of my friends told me at the beginning of the summer, she's all, Kyle, you're here to plant seeds of inspiration in the community. And if I could even plant one seed or get one child to come up and say, Kyle, thank you so much. We've learned a lot from you. Then I've done my job here. And I'm just so happy to be back. It's great to give back to our community. And my brothers and I love Reading so much, and working with the Cascade or whenever we come up, everyone's just so nice and welcoming, and we're so grateful to be able to come home.
Why wouldn't we be? You're homegrown. You all are successful, and you've come back home to share that and to help the next generation move forward. And we've had comments in here about your word structured, and they like it. The fact is that it's the word structured is, you can say, oh, here's the rules. And that just immediately, as we know, can turn people off. But if you say, okay, we're structured in this type of way, that so it, at the end of this, you're going to be able to do this and this and this and this and this, but you've got to work under our tutelage to do this. I think people can understand it's the way you approach things.
Yeah, well, I always tell the kids to, my parents and my grandparents always told my brothers and I, nothing worth having in life comes without hard work. And putting on shows, it's fun, but it's hard work. And that's what one thing that Don Hess taught us growing up is, if you work hard, this is what's going to happen.
That's fantastic.
And she was such an inspiration to my brothers and I growing up. So, and this company is one of the best companies. They don't have anything like this down in Southern California. You think they would, but
really?
Kids Unlimited, stuff like this doesn't exist.
And didn't Don Hess, isn't she the founder?
She's the founder. Back in 1988, she founded this program and has been doing it ever since. So we're on our 29th season. Going strong. There's about 100 kids in the show, and we're just so excited.
And from the beginning to the end, how long does it go, the camp, the series, the camp of?
It's a six-week program, and with singing, dancing, and acting with professional choreographers, singing instructors, drama directors, and then we have some enrichment classes in between those courses, and like art, and this year we had a really fun splash class where kids got to go out and play in the water just for free time, and like let's go to the movies where we would watch Broadway shows, and just to educate the kids in the arts, and to, it's not just about the arts though, it's about teamwork, self-esteem, getting up in front of people, and being comfortable with yourself, and loving yourself, and loving the people around you, and inspiring other people, other actors, and teachers like me. So it's just such a great community. I've never been in a program or been involved with a program like this that gives you that sense of belonging.
Kids Unlimited, let's talk about time, place, date, how we get tickets.
Okay, cool. So it's this Friday and Saturday, July 15th and 16th. We have a show on the 15th, which is at 7 p.m., and then the 16th, we have a matinee at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And this year, we are not at the Convention Center. We are at the McLaughlin Theater Auditorium over at Sequoia, and you could get tickets in room 102 at Sequoia Middle School, or you could go on the Kids Unlimited website at KUIA.org. And you could also purchase them 30 minutes before the show at the doors.
Okay, okay. Fantastic. This weekend, Kids Unlimited at Sequoia
Middle School.
Middle School. The theater there is fantastic. It's a nice theater.
It's beautiful.
And
it's
I'm nice. So excited to meet you, really.
Thank
and
you guys so much for having me on. I'm so excited.
We love
you.
Your heart.
Heard of you. We've heard of you all since we've moved here. We both, you know, we've been here for like 9 years now.
Oh, awesome.
But and kudos to your mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, we, thank
but we've
you.
Heard of you. Anytime there's something going on, we'd hear about the triplets. And it's like, who are these guys? And then it's, wow, I heard playing, you know, Peter Pan. Yeah, I'm like, Peter Pan. Oh, wow. That's cool. So anyway, I mean, because
well,
I mean, you got the second echelon of Peter Pan. I was there when it was first came on TV, when you were not even probably a gleam in your mom in your daddy's eye. But the but we grew up with that too. So anyway, thank you so much
thank
for being
so
with
much.
Us.
Again, thank you. Kids Unlimited. Thanks for being here.
Magical show. Come and see it. We'd love to see you guys. McLaughlin Theater over at Sequoia. Thank you. This Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Rebecca and Henry there have the finest store, whether it's estate jewelry you're looking for. Henry is a gemologist and a jewelry designer, can design and build jewelry for you. They've got it all there. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in all of the areas right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages. Let's do find out what the people said about Hillary.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river. Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game.
For a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
You can't hide your eye and your smile in the sky.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Hillary Clinton here.
There's an old way to hide your lying eyes.
What prophecy?
Someday I'll tell everybody the story of that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. I tell you what, this is a business that is set up to teach people in the best manner possible how to carry a concealed weapon and carry it safely and when to use it. That's right. Northern Firearms Instruction. Some of the most professional instructors you'll meet, all of them NRA instructors. Ted Leidy, this is his business. This isn't a part-time business. This isn't an adjunct business. This is what he does. He teaches all over Northern California. I mean all over Northern California. You can't ask for a better class. Also teaches in the advanced level of concealed carry. And that that class is taught once a quarter, and it only has 10 to 12 students because it is an intensive class with a lot of instruction and on how to present your pistol, how to move from spot to spot, how to reload, and you're put under some stress there. No, it's not the type of stress where people are shooting at you. It's not like that. But it is a great class. Check out readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay. Hillary. Hillary was, of course, found, the FBI director refused to take questions afterwards, but then took questions from the Congress after it, about why Hillary should not have been indicted. However, even though the FBI director and of course Attorney General Loretta Lynch, in that weekend of frivolity where she meets with Bill and they talk for 36 minutes about their kids and golf, and if, do you believe that? Do you believe that's all they talked about?
Not for a second.
Not for a second. How could anybody in their right mind actually think that that case wouldn't have come up at least for even for him to say, hey, so what's happening? And for her to say, I can't tell you, Bill. But even that, do you actually truly believe that that question did not come up? Of course not. How could it not come up with Bill Clinton, Bubba, there? And, I mean, it is so past trying to have the American people believe it. This man who lies under oath, who lies at the drop of a hat, who is an assaulter of women, who has, and it's been proven that he is an assaulter of women, who's been covered by Hillary for all his time. How can you believe anything he says? Okay, but let's move forward into this. So now Attorney General Lynch is going in front of Congress today. And they're going to ask questions, and as well they should, about she lied under oath. She did the same thing that gets people, you know, in all these different administrations, which finds them guilty and puts them in jail. It's not so much what they did, because, hey, she skated on that one. And we all know she skated on that one. And the American people have spoken. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But under oath, she lied. And they asked him questions. They asked the FBI director questions. Did she have multiple servers? Yes. Did she use multiple devices? Yes. Was there classified markings on her emails? Yes. And for him to say something like, well, I just don't think she's sophisticated enough to realize that. How could you even reach out and say something like that? How could you reach out and say something that the Secretary of State, a former senator who sat on these committees, isn't sophisticated enough to know what a C means when it's in front of a paragraph when you're dealing with classified material?
If this isn't the greatest case of the end justifying the means mindset, I don't know what is.
When is it enough? Anyway, so ABC News and the New York Times poll. Now, these aren't people that you would say are in the corner of the conservative movement in the United States. If anything, you could say just the opposite. The poll they took had 58% of the people believe, and this is a strong majority, believe that she should have been indicted. And the same number, 58 to 57%, believes that she should not be trusted to run the White House. Now, those are serious numbers. Now, if Trump isn't too stupid or bombastic, he should be able to take advantage of this by, at this point, toning down that stupid rhetoric, by toning it down, and by saying it's time to bring our country together. This is just ridiculous. The people are reaching out to each other. The people are reaching out to each other. It's time for the political leaders to reach out to each other and do the right thing for our country.
I wonder if they will, because the true believers will never, ever concede that they could possibly have been wrong.
We were watching Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, on MSNBC. I watch MSNBC all the time. I like to hear what's going on. Unlike this one lady, Anita, who wrote, I have a blog, you know, Record Searchlight, and it went on Facebook somehow. I didn't do it. Record Searchlight did it. She says, I stopped reading him years ago. And I answered back, really, Anita? I'd read what you write. I like to hear all sides here. I can't believe, Anita Brady, that you didn't listen. I mean, you don't at least read things, because, see, you're the problem, Anita. I don't mean you personally. But it's people like Anita and others on the other side, she's liberal, and people on the other side, they only read things that they agree with. They will take anything else, and they just don't read it, or they don't pay attention to it. They don't possibly think. There's no way in their head that there could be another side to something. And I find that so scary. Today on MSNBC, and the guy that did the did this new movie, and he plays the infiltrator. You know, the guy used to do Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays a guy, and a true story, FBI or DEA guy, that got into the Pablo Escobar cartel. About that. And he took down 85 banks. 85 arrests internationally, because it was he found out where all the money was being, you know, laundered and put. Anyway, but what he said was, he also did LBJ, and he talked about Lyndon Johnson and how he passed the Civil Rights Act, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he said, here's the thing that he really discovered in researching this, is that Lyndon Johnson, LBJ, would have drinks with the opposite side. He was a senator, and they used to go like this. They could fight tooth and nail. But then they could go out and have drinks. They could go out and have dinner together. And he said it was harder. He says, I believe it was harder to throw people under the bus and to vilify him if you've argued over something, but then you go out and you have a dinner with them. I don't understand this premise of people being so hard on it, is that they're not even going to listen to the other side.
The sheer arrogance. It's just absolute arrogance, and it is to our detriment.
And it is. The people now are reaching out to try and come together. over this. It's not just the shootings of the black men in Minneapolis and Baton Rouge. It's the killing of those. It was the murders of the five cops. And this lady was on the news the other day saying three cops were around her. And it was an African-American lady and her kids. She was there at the protest, Black Lives Matter. We're laying on the ground, and this cop throws himself on my kids to protect them because there was shooting going on. And two other cops were there around her protecting her. Yeah. And she wanted to come out, and she said, I've got to come out and say this. She said, no, I don't have to. She says, they were there. Yes, I was there to protest, but they put themselves between and the line of fire for me. And this is the kind of thing that people have to realize. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I wonder what the Bernie Sanders people think now that he's going to endorse Hillary.
Quite some time ago,
you had a young lady on that was for Bernie Sanders, and I wonder if you could ever get her back on, or maybe she's listening, I don't know. But anyway, I'm just curious with the who they're going to vote for, what they think of.
Oh, I've got that. Plus, I've got a couple other. There's another young lady I'm lining up to, and she's in college, and she said, there's no way I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman, because I look at the person and the character. But you're right. You know, we need, because so many people felt like Bernie had been thrown under the bus by the Democrats, and he never had a chance. And the fact is now is that he is going to endorse her because they've put things in the plank in their party platforms, like the $15 an hour wage, more green stuff, and I think there's a few other things.
The most progressive platform ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That should be interesting. But, yeah, Bron, that's a good question. We'll try and get them back on. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Hey, okay, look, it's about like 14 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick break here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business, of course. Espresso Joe's with great coffees and cold drinks. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is Tuesday, July the 12th. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known business, but discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Our phone number is 605-4567, of course, and you can call in any time. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. And this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club at 1740 Eureka Way. Eureka and Court Street. I tell you what, yeah. They have got the best layout there. They have new machines. They have as many exercise types of machines that you could possibly want. Any types of bicycles, reclining bicycles, Stairmasters, one of those things,
the recumbent bikes. They got treadmills, nice, everything. Shiny machines.
Plus, they have all weightlifting machines, plus free weights, and a saltwater pool, and Boheme Spa. This is a club. Trust me, this is a club. This isn't your daddy's gym. And you're going to have a great workout, great people there, and have the ability after the workout to go in and get a facial like Bob gets, and maybe even a pedi. Give them a call at 768-1205. It's every day. It's like you go in. It's really hot outside, right? So you go inside where it's cool, and you exercise and hurt yourself. There you go. Okay, well, Gate Sports Club. We love them over there. All right. It's about 9 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. Sure. Mr. Koenig, if you remember, it was in this Ponzi scheme right here in downtown Redding, was sentenced today or yesterday to 46 years in jail. 46 years in jail for this Ponzi scheme. Only two people spoke. They only let two people speak. This one guy said, you know what? You took I had seven figures in my 401 and my investments, and you destroyed it. You just destroyed it. Destroyed my life. And Koenig said, wait a minute. I was trying to help people. I kept trying. And the judge says, well, you know what? I don't think you've accepted responsibility for it yet. 46 years in jail. And they had offered, get this. The two guys with him that was also indicted in this, they were offered these 10-year deals. Go to jail for 10 years, which means they'll be out in 5. He got the 46-year chicken dinner. He got the big chicken dinner and 46 years eat it. And he's got to stay in jail 36 years. 36 years. Minimum. Bam, San Quentin or Susanville, wherever they're going to put him. They won't put him in Quentin, probably. They'll put him someplace. 36 years.
But I'm comparing the penalty inflicted upon this, who obviously hurt a lot of people and committed great frauds. But
yes,
apparently he didn't have political connections.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, you see people that kill people. And third strikers are being let out now.
Yeah, or rapists or whatever.
And rapists, and you've seen these being let out now. And so here's this guy. I'm not saying he didn't. You know, Linda's the kind that when it comes to these kind of people, these Ponzi people, she says hang them up. Hang them up and gut them. But because they destroy people's lives. And I'm sure he did. But when you put somebody in jail for 36 years for this, I mean, why 36 years? I mean, 46 years. When you see a murderer go to jail for 20.
You're telling
less.
Me the Stanford kid who got probation or what was
six
it? 3 years? 6 months? For ruining a girl's life?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got a problem with that
Tony
one.
Tony just joined the chat room.
I got a problem with that one, yeah. Big time.
Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Now, wait a minute.
Hello, Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I am good, thank you.
You sound somber today.
Did you happen to hear Tom Sullivan last night? 6 to 7
on our station? No, I didn't hear that last night.
Well, he played some clips from an interview with the gal who was the originator of Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because the interviewer asked her about how do you feel with the police chief or sheriff or whatever he has said that, you know, come out and join the police force. We'll even promise to put you in your own neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. And, he said become part of the solution, not part of the problem. He said, join us. Get out there and work in the communities. We want you.
Yep.
What'd she say?
Well, her answer was really classic. She said, no, the police are all part of the go round up the slaves stuff from, you know, 250 years ago. And we don't want to be a part of that. We want this for the community. We want that for the community. And everything she mentioned was government handouts. And more importantly, at least between the lines, as far as I'm concerned, is if they did go join the police force and come back to their own community, it would lessen her value as a leader of Black Lives Matter. And to me,
that was interesting.
Well, to me, that's the entire crux of it. No, just like Jesse Jackson, Ralph Sharpton, they don't want to lose their power, and they keep their power by telling their own how bad things are and how they need them.
Well, I think that the Dallas police chief was absolutely right, who, by the way, is an African-American, and says, look, you think there's a problem, then join us. There's people out there. Look at all of you out there. So join us. Become part of the system. And, you know,
exactly.
Become part of the system that then can address these quote, inequalities. I wrote a blog yesterday. And or day before yesterday, and put it out that says more whites killed than blacks by cops. It's on Redding.com. I think that's the name of it.
I remember it. Yeah.
And I put a question mark there. And what it was is it's an article, and the numbers that you get are there's so many divergent or so many different types of numbers. On how many people are killed by police. But the bottom line is, no matter which numbers you use that are killed by police, that the number is something, I'll just use these one numbers, that 432 were white, 220 were black, and then 300 were unknown. They didn't know what they were, and it was never listed on there. And the bottom line is, yes, more whites were killed, but if you look at the percentages of blacks and whites, that if you're a black man, you'd have 2.5 times more of a chance to being killed by a policeman than a white man. And it didn't say a black policeman or a white policeman. It just said a policeman.
Sure.
But then it also went into the fact of how much crime is and percentages and all this, because there is a part of it that is that if 90% of young black men are killed by other young black men.
Yep.
So it's the whole thing, but it was statistically, if you looked at it all through the article, and I linked it to the Washington Post, that it depends on where you get your numbers, of course. But the point is that we've got it's not just you know, black people and white people being killed, it's cops being killed, and that we're at this point in our country where we need to have, you know, where people are starting to come together. We need to have, you know, we need to have our politicians do something about this. And you can't just vilify everybody. You can't vilify a policeman for shooting somebody just because of their race. And you can't kill people just because of their race. I mean, which is what we just saw in the last week. I don't know. I think the Black Lives Matter, she says, no, we're not going to become part of the system. Well, that is part of the problem.
That is part of the problem. That they need to turn around and look at their very own community and say, what can we do to solve this within ourselves? And they're not doing that.
Well, it's, you know, and,
in my opinion.
Well, there's a thing I talked about the other day. I can't tell you what it's like to grow up as a young black man in Minneapolis. I have no idea what it's like because I didn't do that. But it, the thing is that there are, I mean, and I hate to use, you know, statistics, but there are things that need to be done. Jobs could cause, could alleviate a lot of this. But yet you don't see that happening, especially over the last 8 years. Economy's never come back. You know, yeah, and well, it's just that it's, we've reached a point in this country where it's we're kind of on, we've got to go one down one of two roads right now. And I would hope that we as a people, because I don't think the political leaders can do it, frankly. I don't think they have the I don't think they have the moxie to do it. To
I
put
think
things
it'll get
aside.
Worse before it gets better, Colonel.
I think so, Coach. Anyway, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling, buddy.
You take care.
You bet. Hey.
So as we go through these moments of we have to take a break here, and we're going to come back. We've got Carol Ferguson from the Record Searchlight. And, you know, if you listen to this stuff, yeah, I had to take a break yesterday. I had to unplug from the whole world because every now and then we need to do that, to stop and pray and be grateful for what we have right now. Think about it. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta ready.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. A sheriff says a jail inmate's hands were cuffed in front of him when he wrested a gun from a deputy and killed two bailiffs at a courthouse in southwestern Michigan yesterday. The sheriff says he had wrong information when he said yesterday that inmate Larry Gordon was not handcuffed. Two bailiffs were killed and two people were injured before Gordon was killed by other officers. A local official says the death toll in a head-on train crash in southern Italy is at 20 and that rescue operations are ongoing. Colleen Barry is viewing the damage from Milan.
We can see from aerial photographs that several of the cars of the train have been completely crumpled in the crash and have come off the rails at sharp angles.
The trains, each with four cars, collided near the town of Andria on a line with just a single track. The State Department is hailing today's ruling from an international tribunal which found that China's claims over much of the South China Sea do not have any legal basis. China is rejecting the ruling, saying it doesn't accept the panel's jurisdiction. President Obama travels to Dallas today, where he and Vice President Joe Biden will pay tribute to the five police officers killed in the line of duty last Thursday. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it grieves the president to be speaking at yet another memorial service after yet another mass shooting.
He wished that he weren't called on so often to give these kinds of speeches, comforting those who are the surviving family members of the victims of gun violence.
Last night in Dallas, more than 1,000 people gathered for a candlelight vigil for the five officers killed during a protest march. That march was meant to call attention to the killings by police of two black men in recent days. Stocks have been trading solidly higher on Wall Street today, putting the market on track for another milestone day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch is appearing before the House Judiciary Committee facing questions about her department's decision not to bring charges against Hillary Clinton over her use of private email while Secretary of State. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Bob Goodlatte says Hillary Clinton should be held accountable for her actions.
Her extreme carelessness suggests she cannot be trusted with the nation's most sensitive secrets if she is nevertheless elected president. Frankly, the FBI's conclusion leaves many more questions than answers.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she stands by her decision to follow the FBI director's recommendation not to bring criminal charges against Hillary Clinton.
And while I understand that this investigation has generated significant public interest, as Attorney General, it would be inappropriate for me to comment further on the underlying facts of the investigation or the legal basis for the team's recommendation.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Twitter traffic by ISIS has plunged 45% in the past 2 years.
The decline comes as the U.S. and its allies ramp up their social media counterattack, flooding online sites with images and statements about suffering and enslavement at the hands of the extremist organization. The campaign has overcome some early struggles where most of the messages were posted in English. Now almost all are in Arabic. Data obtained by the Associated Press now shows anti-ISIS content now outnumbers pro-ISIS messages by a 6-to-1 margin.
Correspondent Wally Hines. At least 12 people were killed today when a car bomb ripped through an outdoor market in a Shiite-dominated district of Baghdad. Officials say another 37 people are wounded. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, although ISIS is suspected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning. It is the 12th of July, Tuesday, 2016. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here, our phone lines are 605-530-605-4567 for people out of area. We got some phone calls the other day from Battleground, Nevada.
Fabulous.
And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. We're here, of course, with Bad Bob Belongi and my sweetie.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, let's talk about the weather. It's currently 74 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a high of 94 today. Bob, is that updated as far as the current condition?
It is.
Okay, thank you. And lows of 67 tonight. Tomorrow calls for a high. We are going to be over triple digits tomorrow at 102. Tomorrow it's low. Our low temperatures will be 70. And Thursday we're climbing up to 106, as well as the lows will be in the 80s. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And if, speaking of cool, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
Served in the North State for well over 20 years. Voted best in the North State through the Record Searchlight Best in the North State contest. And
it.
He could be, got it for 2015. You could probably get it for every year because that's how good Martin and his people are. Any type of heating or cooling system, we use them. We can tell you, even with the, even though we have an insurance, you know, those home insurance companies, we had a problem with the air conditioning. What do? We called Martin. Boom. Out there on a Sunday, fixed Monday morning. Can't get any better than that. You need to find out. They can come out there and take a look at everything you have. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now, I understand there's going to be a push-up contest tomorrow when it's 98 degrees in the parking lot of the Record Searchlight. They're going to have the managing editor, the editor, and the publisher are going to do a push-up contest in the parking lot once it reaches the 130 degrees out there. And people can go out, and you give a dollar for every push-up they do to go to a great charity. Now, Carol Ferguson is here from the Record Searchlight, because she's one of the participants to talk to us
now,
about
see,
that.
I'm really believing you, because I'm gullible, and I'm thinking, well, could I even do one? I could do a girl's push-up on my knees, you know, like they call it a girl sissy, puppy sissy push-up. And I could do those, but I can't do the
I, of course, am just kidding. Because
I don't know. I'm thinking, how long can you hold a plank?
I was going to say, we're a tough bunch.
I tell you what,
we
you
are
could,
a tough bunch over there.
You could probably outplank the other two.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There you go. We are here with Carol Ferguson.
Silas with his cycling. I mean, he could sit there and do his, what do you call it? When you
Spinning
for hours. Anyway, okay. So you started it.
I know, but I was being facetious. Anyway, but we're here with Carol Ferguson.
Good morning.
Managing editor of the Record Searchlight, who is a happy lady. this week?
I am.
You're happy all
the
time.
I got a chair.
You got a chair. Could you please fill us with, is that an inside joke?
There's a picture of me floating around Facebook just beaming because at work I got a new chair.
Oh,
and I'm
well,
very excited about my new chair. Well, I've been working on this chair for 8 years. And I finally got my chair.
They had these chairs stored at another area down
what?
In Ventura.
Right.
And she's been working for 8 years to get one up here.
At least some of them
at
up
least
here.
One.
Is it
so,
like one of those rolly ones that just goes?
It's like a Herman, what are those, Herman Miller, Miller chairs?
Okay.
Yeah.
But
all
she,
right.
But she says the original chairs they had there at the paper.
They were old. And
they were old.
You know,
they're
and we weren't.
Stained.
Not everyone got a new chair, but.
Well, you deserve a new chair.
At the top, right?
Those, the
8 years it took.
It's been 8 years, and I finally got my chair.
Well, look, the next time we send a truck down in that direction, you let me know. They'll just swing through there, and we'll load up another 40 or 50 chairs on the
flatbed. Put it in the front cab.
Yeah, we'll put, a few, more. We'll put a few more in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
A lot of stuff going on.
There is a lot going on out there.
The latest, of course, is we've... An eight-year-old is starting fires at Turtle Bay.
Well, it was Minder Park.
Minder Park.
Set one over the weekend, set another one yesterday while firefighters were fighting the Turtle Park fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fire chief.
Now, did he start the Turtle Bay?
No.
That was something
No,
else.
That was something else. They don't know exactly how that one started.
That was suspicious, too, though.
That was suspicious. That's human-caused, but they're still investigating that one. But the other one, the fire chief himself ran over to Minder Park to check this out when the second one started. And they saw this 8-year-old boy and was just like, you know, hey, what's going on? And first of all, the boy was like, oh, a homeless guy started it. Oh, somebody threw a cigarette in the bushes. And then they had another fire officer talk with him and it's like, oh, no, he started it.
So this is
with a lighter.
All right. So he took a lighter. Okay. So you got to ask what's going on in this kid's home.
Yes.
That's where I would start. Like, let's check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Something goes on, I think, when somebody has to do a cause such damage.
Yes.
I think we should outlaw all
they're
lighters.
They're transferring it.
I think we should outlaw all lighters.
Go back to Flint.
They have to be 18 years old to be able to. No. You got to be 21 because you got to be 21
oh, yeah.
to buy cigarettes. So
right.
You should be at least 21 to buy a lighter. Or you're right. Let's go back to Flint and Steel.
Or rub two sticks together.
Rubbing two sticks together. Okay, so now. But it said in the article that he's been referred to the youthful fire
yeah,
starters.
It's a program. Hold on. I have this up here. It's a program put on by the Shasta County Youth Violence Prevention Council. And they have programs during the year where they bring in young children who either have started fires or their parents think they may want to start fires.
They have a propensity
so,
for fires.
So
yeah.
They are referred to by law enforcement and agencies as well as parents, and they are put through a program where they are taught the dangers of fires, the ramifications of fires. They see pictures of children who are badly burned. They see some of what the damage that the fires can do, and also the ending message is your families care about you. They care about you, and they want you to be a good kid and not go out and start fires.
Are the families, since they caught the kid that did it and they had to fight it, are the parents going to get the bill for this?
I don't know. I know that sometimes they do bill. They do bill for, yeah. You know, for that. The fires were small, but, you know, still it was a big response because
you got to send them
it's
out.
It's summer, it's hot.
And it's in the middle of town.
Yes.
So there's some questions coming through, but we'll get to those in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so you got new chairs. Any other changes over there?
Nope.
All still the
nope,
same.
Staying the same.
Okay.
Still doing what we do, summertime. So
I noticed a lot of the last two or three days I've been visiting, visiting editorials.
Yes. Yes. With vacation and all that, we need to get back on track. And the July 4th holiday and vacations.
Hey, Dave, Ben is on a break.
Yes, he's back.
Okay.
He's back. He came back yesterday.
It was his birthday.
Yes.
Or Ben's birthday, I think.
I like to read his column because I like to see what's happening with the local business. And there's a lot of stuff that we hear through his column that maybe we don't know. It's always good.
Well, that's what a community newspaper should be.
He even has his own fan page on Facebook.
Cool.
It's,
I won't go that far.
Yeah.
I'll read him. I'm not going to be a fan.
You're not going to be a fan on his Facebook page?
I'm not going to stalk him. I'm not going to do any of those things. We'll just say, follow. You know, I'm following. You know, every time I see being followed by 12 people, who are these 12 people and why are they following him? Not Binda, but just anybody.
Right.
I mean, I can understand some of them. You know, Raquel Welch being followed by 18,000 people. Okay, maybe that. You know, even though she's in her late
70s. Like, who is that today?
We're going to take a break here. And boy, did that just age.
Evolved.
That just evolved. It's just evolved. Okay, we're here with Carol Ferguson, who is managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We have a bunch of questions lined up here.
Good. Oh, great.
That people want to talk about, and some questions I have as follow-ups, too. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds and the great crew over there at Budget Blinds. Jerry's goal is to go into a house, see what kind of just great window coverings he can put together that fits both your decor and your budget. Not only that, but they have these solar screens now that can keep so much of the heat from coming into your home, save you money on electricity, keep your home a lot cooler. And REU will give rebates on this, can give rebates on this, up to $500. All of this at Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of Record Searchlight.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on this beautiful Tuesday. 8:18 in the morning, and it's currently 74 degrees on the move over, so I can see the date.
It's the 12th,
baby. Okay, the 12th of July. You know, we're so old school here. We just kind of have a paper calendar up there, even though I've got my computer up in front of my face. I still have to look at it. Sometimes I have a big calendar. I've got to look at it for my dates as well. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion. You know, I love the store at Dandelion, of course, on Pine Street. It's been about a year now with their new expanded location. And you walk in there, and you talk about great customer service. It's a wonderful boutique that has home goods, jewelry. You can get everything from head to toe. The gals will help you. There's a beautiful fitting booths, and they can help you. Things that they'll bring off the rack that you may never try on, they'll bring to you. It's very personalized. And, you know, if you're looking for something, you've got to go to a wedding, a reunion, any kind of thing that you feel like, I just am feeling frumpy, or I need something new, or I need a clothing fix. Go to Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call at 247-1292.
Okay, we're here with Carol Ferguson, the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Carol.
Yes.
You all had a very strong editorial about the people in Sacramento wanting to take away the right of the local authorities to issue concealed carry.
Yes.
I thought it was a very strong editorial, and you were totally against this.
Yes.
What was your background on this?
Well, explored some of what they were talking about with this law, and it takes away the local control. So right now, Sheriff Tom Basenko, who's our sheriff, he knows our area. He knows our people. He knows the issues up here. He has the final say here, who gets a CCW. And he actually gives out more CCWs than any other sheriff in the state. But that is, I mean, we have a lot of retired military. We have a lot of retired officers. We have hunters. We have people who, you know, want to feel safe. He understands that. And so he, knowing our community, issues CCWs. You know, you have to meet all the rules. You have to go through the training. You have to pay your fees. But his threshold for justifying it, it's probably one of the lower ones in the state. There are other counties in the state where the threshold is significantly higher, and where you
significantly higher, so that it's impossible.
So it's impossible unless you are like private investigator or a police officer or something like that. It's very hard for a civilian to get it.
Or connected through political authorities.
Right. Yes. And so somebody brought a suit against San Diego County saying this is too restrictive. And instead of opening up the floodgates so that more people can get it, it's actually now they're saying, well, let's have a statewide definition of who can get it. Let's set statewide standards, and those would be more restrictive, and it takes away the local control. And the court, that in its opinion, did say, it said the sheriff should. The actual court opinion on that was the sheriff should still have final say for their area because they know the area the best.
And what they did was the initial court ruling was, hey, you're right. You cannot keep somebody from – you cannot put so many obstacles in the way of somebody who wants to have to carry a concealed weapon for protection. And the first three-member part of the ninth court agreed with that. The second one, the 12-member one said – or the 11-member one said, nope. It's up to the local authority.
Yes.
And they can do that. However, and what you just said is that, of course, in Sacramento, wanting to even go further over the edge, wants to make it at a state level. I don't know where that one went to, but I bet we can see it coming back. But the thing is that would take away so much of – it would put us again into the Democrats from L.A. making decisions about all the million-plus people up here in Northern California.
Right. And it's like they don't understand the culture up here. They're putting their city views and city needs on there. I can see in a city with a lot of violence and a lot of people all crammed in there together, you might not want to have a lot of CCWs around. But up here, it's not that big of an issue.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that one for a second. Just because you have people in a city and you have crime, having a legally carried weapon, that guy person has gone through the training, has leaped through all the bounds there, has gone through background changes. What difference does it make if that person, who is obviously not a felon, does carry?
Probably not, but I think in their cities, they get very nervous about that sort of thing.
I would get nervous if I had felons carrying guns.
Well, yes, and they are. Illegally gotten guns, of course.
Illegally gotten guns, so taking weapons away from... See, as soon as you restrict it in one area, and everybody comes up, you know, when people move up here and they get a CCW, and they said, is this good everywhere? It is good everywhere in the state. However, if a cop in San Francisco asks you if you've got a carrying a weapon, you say, yes, I've got a concealed carry permit, blah, blah, they may confiscate that weapon.
Oh.
Even though they don't really have the right to do it. But guess what? You don't argue with the cop.
No.
You don't argue with the cop. You just say, fine, sir, here it is. You know, take it off me, and I'll get it back through my sheriff. My sheriff in Pasinka will go back and get it for me. But that's, you know, the thing is that it's, if it's issued in the state, it's good anywhere in the state. And in California, it can be good in like 34 different states and if you just send your concealed carry down to Arizona.
Caller just called in to point out that the city with that does not issue concealed carry permits has the most restrictive gun laws in the nation, that being Chicago, had 34 shootings over the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
So we for all the good, all those laws did zero good.
So, but that what you but what you were saying there in the editorial and going back to the editorial was it's another overreach by the people in Sacramento.
Yes,
and we're seeing that over and over and over again. What do you think? I mean, what's the paper's stance on this? Is it an individual type issue or? Is it something that you look at it and say the overall, they have no concept? I mean, this is what you said. They have no concept of what we think up here.
No, no. I think what we do it on more, we don't, as an editorial policy, we're not for let's regulate everything or let's have, you know, we do want some local standards. We do need to have some local say. So we're not all about we just want one state government and everyone just falls into line. Not at all. But there are certain times where it has, you know, a lot of times has to do with individual liberties. It has to do with, you know, your right just to live in the culture that you're in and have those, you know, like if you're in a hunting community, people can have hunting guns. You're not trying to limit the guns so much that you can't even go out and hunt anymore. It's recognizing that there are different parts of the state that have different interests, different political climates, and letting that be, and not try to smash everyone into one way of thinking.
Thursday, we're going to have a gentleman on that is representing the new state pilot program to put GPSs on cars or find ways to that they can tax people for the amount of mileage they have driven vice. And this is what he told me. I mean, I talked to the guy for like 20 minutes that they're going to look at a way to tax us now. Instead of the gas tax, they're going to tax us on mileage we drive.
Yes, they're going to do a pilot program on that. And that is
in fact, it's already going on.
Terrifying.
In fact, there's only 2 weeks left, by the way, in the program.
Oh, wow.
The pilot program. Because he said, do you have a lot of North State guys in there? He said, well, you know, we've got some. You know, I mean, we do have people up here, but I bet they don't have people in Alturas or Bieber.
No, not places
like
where you,
that.
Or even in Trinity County where you have to drive forever to get to the grocery store.
50 miles each way to get a prescription. So, he said, but listen to the show on Thursday. He'll be on, I think, 7:30.
Okay.
Maybe 8. I'm not sure. It's one of those two. But he's going to talk about why they did it. And, of course, why they did it is people are driving less because they've got cars that you have much better gas mileage, so they're not making any money. So now they've got to find a way. He said it won't be both.
Right.
That this one would replace the gas tax. And I said it's not fair for people that drive along, you know, drive big distances.
No.
And he said, oh, contraire. Listen to the show. He was saying that, oh, no, it's a different thing. It's going to be less that they're going to be able to they're going to find that it's going to be the same or even a little bit less. And I'm thinking if it's the same or even a little bit less, then what good is that going to do?
Well, but the other thing is that you'll probably end up getting a bill at some point. So at some point, something's coming in the mail saying you owe this much because you drove this many miles. The gas tax is somewhat hidden in when you go to buy gas. You're not sitting there, you know, oh, my gosh, there's the extra charge for the tax.
You pay it up front.
You pay it up front. And it's just part of the gas price. If you're getting a bill from the state saying you drove X number of miles, now you owe this.
Yeah.
Oh, people are going to be very upset.
Yeah,
and
because,
angry.
Yeah.
And
oh, here's $100. See, that $100 or that $100 gas tax or $200, you've already paid it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as bad as it is, you've already paid whatever that tax is. Or let's say it's even $50.
Right.
What happens to the people that don't pay it?
They come and take your car.
They take away your driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like if you don't pay
now,
any
if
other.
If you don't have a car and you are in San Francisco and you drive 5 miles a month, of course you're not buying gas anyway.
Right.
So, but it doesn't affect them anyway. But if you you're out here anywhere east of the coast,
right,
it's going to affect people. And that's a good point. And that's a good point to ask them. So how are you going to collect on this? And what happens if they don't pay?
Yeah. And you know what this follows along with? You know the whole thing where the utilities keep telling us, you know, save your electricity, save your water, save, you know, don't use as much, right? And then people don't. And suddenly they're like, oh my gosh, we're not making enough money. Now we need to raise our rates. It's the same thing. Save gas, save gas, save the planet. Don't drive as much. Get an electric car. Oops, we're not making as much money. We need to get more.
We're going to take a break here. I got Carol Ferguson fired up. So why doesn't the Record Searchlight then do some editorials and some stories on this? Because there's a battle going on right now between REU and the solar companies.
Yes.
Right now, as we speak, about this, about the fact is that REU says, you know, if you have solar, it's costing the other ratepayers money.
Yeah, so they want to raise their rates. Shasta Lake is also looking at the same thing, but they're it's a little more under the radar because it's a smaller city, but they're also looking at raising their electric rates because people conserving and doing solar and all that.
It's, you know what? So for years they preached at us, and now, you know, so we did it, and now
here's your reward.
Here's your reward. Higher rates.
Higher rates.
We'll be right back, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. I can't say enough about John and Sarah. They started this business 7 years, almost 8 years ago now, during this big recession, and they've become very much a success. And why? Customer service. Priding themselves on having all the types of different guns, both long and pistols, that you could want, and all the shooting accessories, and classes in CCW and hunter safety. They have it all, and gunsmithing. All of it at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday, and they have some really, really fine gunsmiths there, plus a veteran's discount that's a real veteran's discount. All at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models
in stock and ready to take home today. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 12th of July. 74 degrees going up to 94 today. Well, the report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 94 means it can get up to 130 in your car very quickly. So don't leave your pets in there. Don't leave your kids in there. Don't leave your parents or just anything you want to, you know, like food. You can only leave food in there for a short period of time before things start melting or turning bad. All of this. Just a little hints brought to you by Carl Lindebaugh here at Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are brought to you this segment by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. The best place in the world to get a haircut. I go there. Bob goes there. Everybody we know goes there. And why? Because it's the cheers of barbershops. Can't find a better place there, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans. And so veteran-owned business is Cypress Square Barbershop.
All right. It's 74 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 94 on this 12th of July, 8:35 in the morning. And let's go to the phones. Nick, you're live on the air. You have a question.
Yes, I do. I wrote a letter to the editor about 3 weeks ago. Against the half-cent sales tax. And I called about a week ago and talked to a little gal, and she told me the reason my letter hadn't been printed was that I'd already had my letter printed for 1 month, and I had to wait for a month. And I called back a little bit later and talked to Jessica, and she gave me the same excuse, as did Carol Ferguson when she called back. Well, I got on the Internet, and I found out that Larry Russell, a liberal-leaning fellow, printed three letters in a little less than 2 weeks, and that Anita Brady had printed two letters in a month, and two other people had had theirs. So that excuse doesn't hold water, so they gave me another excuse. They wanted to check my facts, and Carol said she'd get back to me, and she hasn't got back to me. But, you know, I ran into Gary Cadd last night, and he told me that he's had other people complain about their letters not being printed that were in opposition of the sales tax, and that my figures were, in fact, correct. So, Carol, what do you got to say about that?
Well, Nick, nice talking to you again. We are still fact-checking that letter. We did find that the figures are, anyway, Nick, let me just say this. We're still fact-checking the letter. You're free to call me at work. Silas is also looking into it, and he will also talk with you. But this is the Carl and Linda Bott show, and so I want to leave it their show. But you're free to call me back at work about this. We do have some concerns about the figures and what you had to say. We're fact-checking that. We want to make sure that what letters do appear are factually correct so we're not giving out incorrect information. But, Nick, please, give me a call.
So you're saying that probably Gary Cadd doesn't know what he's talking about. His facts aren't correct.
I'm saying that the facts in that letter, we want
to... that you guys are in favor of the half-a-cent sales tax, and you don't want to print anything that is in opposition of it.
That's not true, Nick. We have not yet come up
that
to
seems like
a
an
point
awfully
on that.
Biased media to
Sir,
me.
We have not come
and
up
that
with...
doesn't seem
okay,
like it's
hey,
your
Gary,
job.
Gary, Nick. Gary, we've... I'm sorry, Nick. You're talking about Gary Cat. Okay, you've made your point here is that they have not printed your letter, and they have printed other letters there, and Carol said that you're checking the facts. Now, thanks very much for your phone call, and please, you know, I want to follow this up on one other question. So thanks, Nick. The part about the once a month, is that true?
That has been our policy, yes.
And was his facts true about other people who've had, like, two or three printed in a month?
Yes, that's true. We try to keep it to once a month. And in this case, he had had one printed not too long before that one came in. But this one, we are trying to check the facts. We don't let people just write whatever they want to say if it's factually incorrect and put that incorrect information out there. We do fact check. And on this one, there was some very specific information in that letter that we need to make sure is correct.
But the point about it doesn't make any difference. I mean, you could, you're not limited to once a month.
At this point, we have changed the policy a bit.
Okay.
Yes. All right. But in this case, I mean, again, we want to make sure that the letters are accurate. We do invite people to write letters to the editor, and we have not yet taken an editorial stance on the half-cent sales tax. So we are not in any way trying to keep that point of view out. We have indeed run letters against the sales tax. And some for. But we have not yet taken an editorial stance. And that editorial stance never influences which letters we run or write, ever.
Who picks those letters?
It's a combination of Silas, myself, the two of us, and we go through and we figure out which ones we're going to run. We run most of the letters that come in. There are some that are either libelous or they kind of go off into something that's not really not true. So we try to do that. But I will say that we never let our editorial position influence which letters we run. We want all voices in there. We have all different views come in. So I'm just saying that it has nothing to do with whatever editorial stance we've taken.
Does that include things like the state of Jefferson, too?
Yes. Yes.
I have seen letters from Sally Raposa, but not necessarily about the state of Jefferson as it is for other things.
Well, she writes on a variety of things. Right. And we have run, you know, state of Jefferson letters.
I think she writes very
letters.
Well.
Yes, yes.
We ran
one of hers recently. It was a speaker piece. So we want all voices in there, but we also want to make sure we're putting out accurate information.
And let's talk about that for a second. Say you all run an article. I'm not talking about any specific article, but say you write an article and there's some pushback from it, from the, you know, whatever the subject is. And they come up and say, hey, wait a minute, this was not a fair article. What do you do then?
If there's more,
and they have, and
if
they
there's
have,
new
and
information,
they,
yeah. if there's new right. information that's pertinent, then we will do a follow-up. We'll write a follow-up story, and we've done that on occasion, where new information comes in. If it's just an error, if there was just one error, then we will run a correction. But if there's new information that changes the story significantly,
changes the whole gist of the story,
yes,
yeah.
then we'll do another one.
Okay. That's fair. Does that happen very often?
It happens. Not a lot, but, you know, we will follow through on certain issues and stories as new information comes in.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good, Terry. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to state that, you know, I heard what Nick said, and, you know, do you use the same fact-checking situations with your editorials? Because are you holding the people who write the letters to a different standard? And I have many, many editorials and many facts that are wrong that you guys have put in your editorials. For example, that the people of Jefferson want to secede, that's not true. That Oregon's involved, that's not true. That certain counties are not in, that's not true. We've talked for hours with Joe Sadowski. Mark Baird has talked for hours with him. He's gotten the facts wrong, finally got some right. But it seems to me like you're creating a higher standard for other people, yet you guys can say whatever you want. And that's a fact. So maybe you can explain that to us. And I also felt you were a bit condescending with Nick. He just was letting you know what was going on.
No, I understand that. I've
okay, Terry, thank you. Okay.
You bet.
All right. Do you care to address that?
Well, I invite Terry to call and tell us what specifics we have incorrect in our stories and editorials about the state of Jefferson. We do double-check our information on that, which counties are in, which counties are out. There was talk of having Oregon involved in the very beginning, so I don't know when that suddenly stopped. I know that, you know, Joe has talked to the Jefferson proponents quite a bit, as well as other reporters have. We have double-checked which counties have approved and their supervisors have come in. A number of counties have rejected the idea through their county board of supervisors. So I do invite Terry to call in and give us a list of what's incorrect, and we can see about correcting it. But again, we're going to look into, hey, did that county really reject it or not? So I just say, you know, calling in and giving a blanket, everything's wrong or there's lots of things wrong, without giving actually specifics, it's hard for me to sit here and then say, oh, no, this was right, this was right. But if anyone has any concern on what they see in the paper, please give us a call. We'll look into it. We'll correct our mistakes.
They said comment is, we are not seceding for one. They always use that in their articles.
Well, I don't know what else you call it when you break away from a state and create a new one. I know that that might be a loaded word, but when you are part of a state and you want to break away from that state and create a new one, seceding is the word for that.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We're going to take a quick break here. And I want to remind everybody that, you know what's coming up here is the Honeybee Festival. They're looking for vendors right now. This year's 36th Annual Honeybee Festival set for September 10th and 11th at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center in Palisadro. So, if you want to get involved with that, give Judy a call at 549-3340. And if you want to check out the Honeybee Festival, give them a call at 547-2727. All right. So, I think this is, you know, Honeybee Festival is great. And they bring in honey here. And
love it.
A lot of times they bring in a bee.
And I love to hear about the queen bees and how they grow a lot in Palisadro area.
It is. It's big.
It's a big capital.
All right. Now, we've a lot of people got lined up here to talk to Carol. The phone is just ringing. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460. It is 15 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. 74 degrees out there today, Tuesday, the 12th of July.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 12th of July. It's 11 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. What's the weather look like there, sweetheart?
Well, it's currently 74 degrees and climbing. Today is going to be 94. As we look through the forecast here, Wednesday calls for 102 with our Wednesday night around 70. Thursday calls for 106 with Thursday night around 71. Friday is 105 with our lows of around 69. Now, Saturday we go into triple digits. That's as far as the forecast with a high of 98. And then we get to Saturday 98, Sunday around 96. Currently 77 degrees in the downtown studios. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, we only have a few minutes left in the show. Let's go to the phones. Ron, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning again. I'd like to make a suggestion for your radio station, just to be fair to us as listeners.
Okay.
Why don't you schedule a debate between Terry or Mark Baird and the young lady with her boss? I guess his name is Cyrus Lyons.
Cyrus Lyons. And Carol Ferguson, she's the managing editor, and Silas is the editor.
Editor, yes.
Okay. Well, whoever is in control of it, I'd like to see you schedule a debate between those people and let them talk on the air where we could all hear, not just behind closed doors where we don't know what's going on. So anyhow, that's my suggestion.
We're always open for things like that. That might be something to toss out there and see what people think. I mean, for a thoughtful political discourse where nobody gets upset.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That would be a good debate.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, we talked a little bit about this during the break. That what part does the media? But let's just we're going to talk newspaper because that's what you are. You've been a newspaper. I mean the ink's in your blood.
Yes.
For a long time, and you take great pride in what you do, and it's obvious. And having a community newspaper is so important. And I really like the Record Searchlight. I don't always agree, but I really like the Record Searchlight. I really think that you all have the best interest of this community in your mind.
Yes.
Now, if that's taking sides, then I've taken that side. On the other hand, I also know that there are stories you've done that I've just like rolled around and screamed and yelled, and I've taken the paper and I've run outside and thrown it in the ground and stomped on it. All right? And used it to put unmentionable stuff in. But the newspaper, specifically here in Redding, what role do you see our community newspaper right here, Record Searchlight, for our community?
Well, number one is to share information so people are knowledgeable about what's going on in their community, good, bad, interesting, things that they can do something about. What newspapers are starting to do now, including the Record Searchlight, is get more directly involved in the community and create opportunities for people to come together to learn about these issues live. We partnered with the Women's Fund on two presentations. One, Leon Evans from the Restoration Center in San Antonio about their mental health thing.
That was a I tell you what, that was a That was a turning point as far as I saw as ways of handling some of the problems we're having.
Right. And that and a group of city leaders went to visit the Restoration Center in late May. We also partnered with Women's Fund again to bring Lloyd Pendleton out, the Utah Housing First guru, so to speak. And we have some other things that we're going to be doing this year. We also have the 530 Media Project where Michelle Rogers goes out and she teaches the community about how to interact on digital media and teaching those skills. So there's a lot more direct, hands-on interaction and creating these opportunities for people to come together and meet live, experiencing these issues live, and have a way to start to get involved in these communities. And I believe that newspapers are a way to foster that and to create those opportunities.
Well, I have, you know, I'm listening to the callers and we support, you know, somebody has to do it, just like somebody has to have community radio. And you have to have a paper and a voice. What do you think about the idea of the fact that, you know, it's kind of like a relationship. Every now and then you need to sit down. I feel this. I need that. What do you think about this? When you say that, I feel like that, you know, that kind of thing. It's fostering, like you were talking about fostering. But for some people, it's kind of like them and us. So what about doing an evening with the Record Searchlight? Like, you know, Paletti has an evening, maybe an evening with the Record Searchlight. And those people who feel like they're not being heard, for whatever reason, they can have a minute or 2 minutes to stand in line and talk about, get their bitch out, if you will, or their complaint, or their happy, or their thank you, or whatever that is. And then maybe it's kind of like a healthy, like, you know, you're getting back on the track, like we are a body here.
Right.
Just a thought.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. That's something other papers have done, too, where people can learn and come in, learn more about what the paper's doing, too, and have that sort of interaction. Meet the editor, an evening with the reporter, that sort of thing.
And that's one of the things we're trying to do through this, you know, with you being on. But I think that's a great idea. That
like a forum.
Do you all ever, right. Do you ever feel like, are we capturing this? are we capturing the feel of the community? Or do you kind of believe that you're doing that?
We believe that we are sharing the information about it, getting more involved with having events or forums or reaching out directly to people. We're still in the beginning stages of that. We have some plans coming up. It's going to be real, you know, fun, exciting kind of stuff. We're working on it. I mean, things are changing. Newspapers used to be these stalwarts. They sat there. They, you know, kind of whatever they thought was news.
I am God.
I am going to tell you what's up.
Yeah.
But now it's about more partnering. It's more about finding that place in the community. And it's happening with newspapers across the nation. I mean, I went to a workshop where other newspapers were talking about things that they've done to try to interact directly with readers, have them have a say. I will say that the Record Searchlight was the first paper I've ever worked at where the community really felt so strongly connected to it. That's refreshing. People think it's their paper. They feel such an ownership of it.
And maybe this show this morning and hearing some of these calls is kind of a move towards that. And I do want to say to our listeners, it's like, you know, if you feel like you got bullets coming at you, you're going to dodge under the desk. And then you become a little separated because it's a protectionism thing. So what do we need to do in order to make that little step move like you were talking about when you've gone to some of these other communities, other papers, to be able to have some of these people who are feeling not heard have a moment where they're feeling heard?
Even civil if it's discourse.
Even if it's in a live forum of some sort and know that their letter or the facts or whatever that is. So anyway, I think that this is has been a good show for, if anything, to move in that direction.
You know, we kind of explain about how it happens and how it works. So, okay, digital.
Digital, and we're all digital.
We're all digital.
Yeah.
Print is still here.
Print's here, and digital's here. Mobile is really here. A lot of people are getting all their information off their phone. Mobile basically is far, it's surpassed laptop.
I hated the idea of getting an iPhone. And Linda got hers, and I stay on my flip-top. But we're driving down the road, and I had her phone, and I looked up something, and I went, oh.
Then you saw.
And then I still fought it. And then for a variety of reasons. She got a new one, and then so it was actually cheaper for me to get.
And I occasionally get butt dialed from it.
Yes, occasionally, but it's just, you know, with love. And but now I find myself sitting someplace on my phone.
Yes.
Getting information. I'll go to you. I'll go to. I've got these other ones I set to, and I look at and read, and it's on the phone.
It's on the phone, and you can take pictures with it, and you can get a map. And on my way here, if I was going to be late, I could go to my calendar, and your phone number would have come up, and I could have called right there. So, it's this amazing digital device. However, we are no longer able to get around without it. People with for navigational skills because of this and GPS directions, people aren't as good about getting around.
So definitely get your paper on your iPhone. I have to laugh because somebody in our chat room just now talked about how his little girl walked in and said, "Daddy, Hillary Clinton's on the TV. Would you please turn it off?" He said, "From the mouth of babies."
Well, I tell you what, Carol Ferguson. You know what? You always come in here. The first Monday, but you graciously moved to Tuesday this month because we had had Mike Sprayberry on yesterday, and he was only going to be in town for a day at a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient or Medal of Honor recipient, and you don't back off the questions, and it's and it's not easy being the managing editor, I can imagine, but you know what? But if you know when you got the job, you take everything that goes with it.
Yes, you do.
So thanks so much for being with us. You know, I'll bring Silas in sometime. Bring us in a couple of your reporters, too. That one reporter came in and answered questions. And
Elena.
It was really interesting to get perceptions of the reporters when the things they hear. Tomorrow, we're going to have the chief of police on. She's going to talk about his strategic plan, but we're also going to talk about some of the other things that are going on. You know, and I hate to keep beating a dead horse, but this is something, Carol, I think you all should really get into. Why are people getting arrested 40 times and
getting
released?
Because it's for small crimes. They're for small crimes. You can't keep them there that long.
But they're not small if you're getting your house broken in. But the point is that here it is, 4 years later, we still don't have anything different than it was 4 years ago.
Nope, we don't. No.
Anyway, that would be a great series of articles. Why is it still the same 4 years later? Hey, everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Back down. Gonna stand my.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At long last, Bernie Sanders has endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Sanders appearing alongside his former rival for the Democratic nomination at a rally in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
She will be the Democratic nominee for president. And I intend to do everything I can to make certain she will be the next president of the United States.
Republican Donald Trump, who has been wooing Sanders voters, says Sanders has, in Trump's words, totally sold out to crooked Hillary Clinton. Attorney General Loretta Lynch on the Capitol Hill hot seat today over her decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton.
Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte questioning the decision not to prosecute.
This defies logic and the law.
Goodlatte suggesting Clinton.